Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I know that you are here to listen to the best humans on the planet to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Let's do this.
I found an amazing human for you today. Her name is Beth Thorpe. She's a philanthropist, a speaker, the author of a new book, A New Creation, a co-founder and executive director of the Mitchell Thorpe Foundation. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that. And she's on a mission to support families whose children suffer of life-threatening illnesses, diseases, and disorders by providing financial, emotional, and resources to their desperate situation. How amazing is that? Now, here's the best part. She loves to share God's love, His word, encouragement, and His impartation to others. And I think that is amazing. Thank you so much for being here, Beth. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Nina, for having me. It's a pleasure.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad. I know this conversation is going to go really, really well and have a lot of fun. And so the way I like to start off this show, Beth, is I like people to know you, get to know who you are. So the little question that I have for you is, who is Beth Thorpe? Beth, who are you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've transformed into many things. And the latest is definitely philanthropy is a huge part of my work. I'm the executive director of, you said, the Mitchell Thorpe Foundation, which grew out of losing my precious son, Mitchell, to an undiagnosed illness that took us across the United States looking for answers in and out of different hospitals. But my love for that is also leading others and leading them well. From the foundation, we do a leadership program for students from 8th to 12th grade. We train them in what it means to be a servant leader and how to give back to their community and help those less fortunate. So I have a servant leadership heart, and I love to build women up, and not only women, but men, anyone that comes in my path. I'm not afraid to speak God's word and speak life into them, speak truth into them. So I think today we need that.
Oh my gosh, more than ever, right? More than ever. Yeah. So can we honor Mitchell for a little bit? Sure. I'd like to know a little bit about him, if you don't mind sharing a little bit of his story with us.
Sure, absolutely. Mitchell was my firstborn, beautiful young man, excellent student. He was a 4.0 student in school, loved sports. He played baseball, was very well known in that. My husband was a ex-pro Dodger player. And so he grew up learning the game that his father loved so much. And I think the best way to say when people, teachers would say, when Mitchell walked in the room of the classroom, he would light up the room. And that was a beautiful thing to hear from teachers saying that, especially after his passing. He always had a heart for, as talented as he was and gifted, but he always had a heart for the underdog. So that was really nice. There was a neighbor down the street who had a child who had Asperger syndrome. She said to me, I never had to worry about my son on the street with other boys when Mitchell was there because I knew he'd be protected.
Aww,
so
it
was that kind of character he was. So that's a little bit about Mitchell. Unfortunately, we hardly ever went to the doctor. And at the age of 13, symptoms came on that took us around the United States for 5 years, in and out of hospitals, in and out of, I can't count countless number of doctors to find out what was wrong with him. And they couldn't figure it out. So go figure that in this day and age. And how do you put answers to that? And he ultimately passed at age of 18. So we took that tremendous amount of pain that my family went through, and it was not an easy walk, I should say. And many people, life throws us all curveballs when we least expect it, or the rug gets pulled out from underneath us when we least expect it. If you don't have that firm, strong foundation, your family will fall apart. Usually marriages fall apart. So you really have to have that strong faith and that foundation to build upon to walk through a walk that we did. But on the bright side of it all, we took that pain and put it to purpose. And I hear so strongly, because I'm a woman of faith, God speak to my spirit. When I was curled up in a ball, didn't want to be on the planet anymore,
right?
I was just, the part of me died with my son, and I just couldn't see the light of day. But God just, as he does for all of us who want to listen to him, we have to be wanting and willing. But he spoke to my spirit and said, this is not the end. This is the beginning. And I sat up in my bed and I said, I looked upward and I was like, what do you mean by that? This is not the end. It feels like it's the end. This is the beginning. And literally 2 days later, you know, my husband was here at the local church, and he was, again, the ball player guy had, he was coaching some boys. Two boys had, one had cancer, one had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the other lymphoma, both families trying to make ends meet, right? So he felt that strong sense and calling as he was sitting there that we should form a bridge, that God somehow was saying we should form a foundation to help many going through what we went through. So he came home to tell me that. And I said, this is what God spoke to my spirit. We should start a foundation, Beth, to help many what we went through. And I said, you want to do what? I'm like,
right.
What? You know, I'm still grieving. Right. And, and then I had to realize, well, maybe that's what he meant by that. So I'm proud to say here we are 13 years later, we've given back over 2.8 million back into the community, helping different families and thousands of children later. Just helping families get through the darkest days of their lives. And that's we're amazing. There to be the light in the dark.
You know, it's so funny, right? Because Mitchell keeps living through what you're doing, because you started by saying how he always was impacting other people around him, right? And he was serving the child with the Asperger's and all of that. So he just continued his work, didn't he? He just continued his work through.
Yeah, when I think about that, you're right. I told him, well, in my spirit to him after his passing, that I would not let him die in vain. No one could figure out what was going on. And just, I write about it in the book, of all the signs he and God, not only God and Mitchell, showed us after his passing, how desperately he wanted to speak to us. And I write to that of why the book is titled A New Creation. I don't want to spoil the secret. You have to go read the book.
Right, but that's right.
Of why it's titled that. And it was so profound that I use pictures and photographs after each chapter. So the reviews I've been getting so far has been beautiful, is that it's an easy read. I couldn't put it down. I wanted to see what happened next. People say, thank you for telling about who Mitchell was. I didn't, because if they don't know who he is or who we are as a family, it's written as a memoir. Obviously, it's written as a beautiful story. And my editor was great. She's out of Chicago. She wrote the book, The Impossible, that went into the movie, The Breakthrough, in 2019.
Oh, wow.
So she was my editor. And I really wanted to choose the one that could help take this tender story and write it as a beautiful story. And that's because our end game is to take it to film. That's where we want to go with it. So the book has only been out 2 months. So it's already getting, believe it or not, attraction from a film producer knocking on our door. He loved this book. So it's just a matter of us raising enough funds to make it happen. But God is big. We serve a great God.
He really is, right? And he has already provided a lot too. Like, if you already given over $2 million to families in need, I know that you know the impact of that, right? Because it's hard enough. I mean, you already went through the loss of your son, and I'm sorry about your loss, Beth, because I know that's very hard. And I know that for me too, like, the comfort of God is something that can't be matched. It just can't be matched, right? Mm-hmm. Was faith something that was already a part of your genesis, like a part of your life? Before all of this, or did you?
Yes, it was. But faith is something that needs to be exercised. I mean, faith is the substance of things hoped for, as written in Hebrews 11:1. And hope, you know, people can have hope. Hope is important, but hope lacks substance until it's filled with faith.
Yeah.
So hope is it's the goal setter, basically. And like, for example, let's say you're sick and your hope is to be healed, but hope didn't heal. You have to have faith to activate that hope, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have to say, everything that we went through, it was my backbone to having this go to God's word to speak to us. Even in the darkest times when I didn't understand what was happening and why wasn't my son being healed, right? And going to all that. So, but at the time when that happens in people's lives, and even though I had a strong faith, there was a season of life there that I was like, where are you, God? Why aren't you listening? Where are you? And I know he was there ultimately.
Right.
He was bringing people along our path along the way. But my ultimate goal was to have him healed here on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But ultimately, it wasn't his plan. And I had to release that, as hard as it was, that he had to take him home to heal him, because no one could figure it out here. So if I have anything to tell your audience is, you know, faith doesn't always take you out of the problem. Faith gets you through the problem.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And having a strong faith doesn't always take away that pain. But faith gives you the ability to handle it, to handle all that pain. And faith doesn't always calm the storms around you, but faith will help you get through it.
Yeah.
In the midst of the storm and the chaos is in life. And we are living in a crazy world, and things are happening all around us all the time.
Yeah.
And for me personally, it's a way for me to stay grounded. When the world seems so scary and surrounds us with all kinds of things that are happening, that I have to say, God, you got to be in control. You're in control of all this, because I can't. I have to turn off the news. I can't take my mind there.
You have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to. And you know what? You know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, how I and this is just my curious brain, because I'm always very curious. Like, I think of when we go through these tough times, when we go through extremely hard times like this, and you do something about it, like you did, Beth, like you do something about it. I often wonder, you know, how God is so much more wiser than us in that, you impacted hundreds of more people because of Mitchell going to be with the Lord than if he was here. Right. And there's always like, this much bigger thing that God has for us even in the loss, right? Mm. Even in the loss, because Mitchell is actually way better off than we are right now, to be quite frank. He's chilling with God right now, so he's really, really good. But you think about, yes, I think as any parent, because I'm a parent as well, we would prefer to have Mitchell here, right? We'd prefer to have your child here. At the same time, you got to see the work of God and the hundreds of people that have been impacted because Mitchell went to be with the Lord, as opposed to Mitchell's being here. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's so true. Yeah. And you know, the mysteries of God, his ways are higher than our ways.
Yeah.
And I might never know all the answers, and maybe I'm not meant to know. But I just have to know that, like you said, I know where he is. I know I'll see him again. Yep. I for anyone who has lost a loved one, you need to think of them not in your past, but they are in your future. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that if you are a believer, you will see them again. And I'm a strong believer of that, only because of the signs and the things that were shown to us after his passing in this realm that I photographed. I knew, you know, God speaks to each one of us what we need to hear to heal us, mm-hmm. and what we need to see, whether it's a sign or a wonder or a beautiful thing that God speaks through many ways to get to us. Mm-hmm. We just have to be obedient and open the eyes of our hearts to not miss it, if that makes sense. So we can't. And at that time, it was amazing, all the signs, and just kept, I said, I know you're there. And I know you're trying to tell Mama and Dada, you're okay.
Right.
And you're a new creation. And it's, it was just a beautiful way to write this memoir, to give others hope and encouragement in, even when they're walking through the darkest times of their lives, you don't have to live there.
Yeah.
And at the time I felt like I did, but I didn't have to be defined by it. Mm-hmm. I had to pull myself up on my bootstraps to be a good wife and a mother to my other son, who are also going through grief, and to then lead others well. And so, when I think about all the kids that now we lead, and even in the youth program, they want to learn. They're starving for strong models and leaders of what it means to go through hardship, how to get up, how to take disappointment, how to move forward.
Right.
And all those things that we need to do. So,
it's not even the ones that you're leading, like physically, like as you're seeing, right? But as I think about this, like even the ones that you guys have already helped, right? In the in the financial realm, the families that were impacted with that, who know that family, and the next families that are impacted by what you did to that family. It's just unbelievable, the ripple effects of all of this, right? And then to come out with the book is just now even a bigger platform, a bigger way to reach people that you can't reach on a physical plane, right? But now you can reach them in a different way. It's just powerful. It's just
beautiful.
Powerful. Yeah,
it is beautiful. It's so funny that you say the ripple effect, because it is exactly that. I wrote that, how the power of one life can cause a ripple effect that goes on and on and on to touch so many people's lives. It's written on the back of the book that way. So it's nice that you say that, because it is, in fact, that. And just to hear the testimonies of families and children we've helped, oh my gosh, talk about, we could talk forever, all the stories that they share of just from the help that we've provided through the foundation. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I have a niece who passed away at 18 as well. And her mother, you know, struggled like you did, Beth. I mean, it takes a lot to get up. It takes a lot to get up. You know, that's why I'm thinking of what you're saying and your book and everything. And I'm going to purchase a book, because I need to encourage her and have her, you know, be at a place where she's trying, I think, every day to kind of lean into God, for understanding. I think that's the first thing we try to do is try to get some type of understanding, because it's hurts. It hurts, right?
It's part of the grief process. You're in shock first. Shock, and then you're in disbelief, and then you're in denial that this can't be happening, and then you're in the the why stage, right? Why is this, why did all this happen? And searching for meaning, right?
Right.
And then the last stage is, you know, really you have to find the healing and acceptance to get through the other side of it.
Did you ever go through the anger stage?
Yes. My son did. He was angry, and that's the part of, grief, and that's okay to be angry because, mm-hmm. you know, God got mm-hmm. angry and he threw things in the temple courts, you know, he understands that. And, it's okay. And it's important to let that out, but it's important not to stay there in the bitterness, because if you're bitter and then you blame God for everything, that's what happens. And then you stay stuck and then you end up a bitter person and an unhappy person. And mm-hmm. you have to ask yourself, is this what really God wants for you, to be mm-hmm. bitter and unhappy and ugly around other people all the time and mad and just can't be, mm-hmm. no one wants to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you need to get a hold of it and say, okay, I need help. I'll be the first to admit to your audience, I needed help. I was suffering from PTSD. It was a 5-year journey of in and out all the time with hospitals. So you're in the battlefield every day, day in and out. It was 2 years for me to come out of it. And it took healing from my husband and I to get healing and counseling mm-hmm. for our marriage, because your marriage is really tested.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially if parents lose children to suicide, then they become the blame game, you know, and then all that tears the family apart. And, you know, and that's just what the enemy wants to do. You know, he wants to tear you apart.
That's right.
And you, quite frankly, my husband and I, luckily, you know, we have to understand you're stronger together than apart to walk a walk like this. So we are happy to say we've helped and kept 100% of families together that came together as a married couples and not end in divorce and separation, because 78% statistically do. So
yes. Yeah, they do. Yeah. But you know what? You're a beautiful example of what happens when you don't show up, because had you stayed in a state, like you said before, that you were curled up in a ball, right? And that is that, honestly, Beth, is understandable and in many ways acceptable, right? Because I mean, that is a pain you just can't even put a finger on it, right?
Right.
But look at what happens if you don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
So had you not healed, had you not done the work, had you not gotten up every day, all of those families, all of Mitchell's hard work when he was here, pouring into that child that needed it to, you know, pouring into school, showing people what it was to be excellent, right? All of that work, mm-hmm. all of that would have been gone with him to heaven. It wouldn't have been able to been experienced right now with me and the 30,000 people that download this podcast, right?
Yeah, right.
So that's what it means when you don't show up. That's powerful.
Yeah. And it's a choice. You know, God has given us the ability to all make choices. That's one of God's greatest blessings. And it's really up to us as humans to make the choice and make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us the freedom to grow and mature as we make those choices to follow his will. And, you know, you can actually really change your life by changing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts by choosing what you allow in your mind. And, you know, and when I lead into that conversation, because we all can live a healthier path to healthier minds, bodies, and emotional life, but we have to focus, and it takes, you know, how should I say, discipline. There's a discipline to what goes in between the ears of what you want your mind to be focused on. And for me, because of my faith, I had to focus on what the Word of God says. The Word of God is live and active.
Yes,
it's fruitful. It's true. It's honorable. It's right. It's pure. It's lovely. It's admirable. It's all those things that'll encourage you, bring you strength. God works in those, when you are at your weakest, he shows up being the strongest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting in that when I can hardly put one foot in front of the other. And then I first got my first step out into the world again. And God knew how vulnerable I was. But it was interesting. People would say to me, you are like surrounded with a glow around you. I don't know how to explain it, but But what I felt was really God's loving arms wrapped around me. Yeah. And it, like, he knew how vulnerable I was. And it was like almost as though he's wrapped his loving arms around me and says, okay, we're going to take this step first, one little baby step at a time. And here we go. And that's really what it was. It was one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And especially when my husband came home and said, we're going to start a foundation. And I'm like, what? I don't know anything about this. How do we start a foundation? Right, right. But, you know, we literally got on our hands and knees and gave it all to the Lord. And God said, okay, you must know better than we do. But if you're not obedient to hear that and be obedient to it, you can let it go like that. And you miss what God really had and planned. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. And that's what I mean. Just showing up, right? Just showing up. Because honestly, if you weren't obedient, if you didn't listen, or if you said that's too hard, I can't, right? Well, $2 million of funds that went to people that needed it wouldn't have been distributed, right? Because let's be real, Beth. I'm sure that if we had one of those people pop on right now, the comfort that that bought is incredible, right? In the midst of a hard storm. And that comfort wouldn't have been there, right? Had you not done your part of what it is you have to do in this world, of what God has called you to do, right?
Yes.
And even if it, you know, even I know that God always calls us to do even other things too. So right now, this is where we are, right? We're at this beautiful Mitchell Thorpe Foundation. We're having a new creation, this book coming out, hopefully coming into a movie as well, because the Lord does know that we need a lot of good things in this world. And we have it. There's good stuff out there. Of course, we're not going to talk all doom and gloom, but there is a lot of bad too. Right. And people need as much of this light and beautiful story of a human and what a human can bring to the world. Right. We need this just as much, because there's a lot of, like you said, protecting your mind, protecting what you see, protecting what you're listening to. Like, all of that is important. So I love that you're also thinking of that as well, that if this becomes a movie, now you're getting into people's through their eyes, through their emotions, through their senses as well. Right. So this is going into a whole beautiful other thing. And that's awesome.
I know. And it goes to a movie. You'll have to have me back on.
Yes. Oh, heck yeah. I'm going to have you back on. Heck yeah. So tell us a little bit about how people can support the mission, support the foundation, get the book, all of that kind of stuff. I want them to know how to get involved with this.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, the foundation is mitchellthorpe.org, and that's MitchellThorpe as in Paul.org. And you can learn all about what we do with the foundation work. You can actually also buy the book on there. We put it on there. We also have a separate website titled anewcreation.org, and then you can go and order the book and get it personally autographed by me. Every book that's bought, we'll go back all the funds to help another child. So know that you're doing that to help. It'll go back into the foundation, because that's what it was about. It's to write it. The money goes back into the foundation to help another child. And you can also, it was just released the end of June, so it's only been out a few months. Morgan James out of New York published it. And you can buy it wherever books are sold, wherever you online, Barnes & Noble. I just got done doing a big Barnes & Noble signing in Tempe, Arizona. And wherever books are sold, you can find it now. And I'm hoping you all will love it. And I always love reviews. So you can go to anewcreation.org and write a review.
Awesome.
Because authors are always looking for that. And that helps us to take it, you know, more people and film producers to say, okay, this is something we want to use. This is a great book to take into a movie. So that's where we're heading next with it.
Yeah. I mean, just this conversation with you has been such a blessing to me. So I can imagine what this book will do and what this movie will do. I'm really excited. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to experience Mitchell in this way. It's going to be exciting. Yeah.
It'll be nice. God hears my voice and my heart. So, you know, it's just a matter of, like anything, if he's taken us this far,
I'm going to say that.
You know, it's like, okay, nothing's impossible. I have that all around. And I do say that for your audience, my office and everything is plastered with things of scripture and encouraging signs. You know, that's a practical step to start doing.
Yeah.
And I learned that from my older sister. She's the one that started bringing, just faith-based messages. And I have them all over my house of, you know, just, it was reminders for me, when I walk, I turn and I read one. You know, it's constantly in my head that I need to stay. Because when you're in that state of such vulnerability and ready to fall off, like you said, like a brink, like a cat hanging on by the edge of, you know, you just have to just hang on and just keep those, surround yourself with inspirational messages and to keep you moving forward. And whatever you're doing in life, whether it's in business or whatever you're doing, you know, God has a higher plan and a purpose, and he knows what's right for you. So if one door closes, you have to say, okay, that one closed, God, for a reason, right? Then you have to open another.
Yeah, he's good, right? Because he knows more than we know. So the truth is when things happen and we think, oh, this is just awful that this happened, if you pause for a second, just pause and realize that God is in control of all things, you can really start to pull yourself back and realize all the things in your life that happened that were awful, and look at the strategies of how God used those things in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so in every situation, as bad as they are, you are allowed, and God never said not to cry, not to be angry, he didn't say not to do those things. He said, just don't sin when you do them. Right. So be angry. I always tell people, but you know, feel what you're feeling. You're not like a stone wall. You're human, right? Feel what you're feeling. Also though, believe. Also though, have faith. Also though, have hope, right?
Yes.
Because we have this beautiful life that he's blessed us with. There is a purpose and a plan. At least that's how I believe. I believe we have a purpose and a plan. And I love, Beth, that you have told my audience and shown them that, you know what? It's one step at a time. I don't know it all. I don't exactly know how this is going to happen. All I know is I'm trusting God, and I know he has this under control. Because like you said, Beth, you got this far because of God, right? Mm-hmm. And you'll get wherever you're going again tomorrow, and then the next day, and then the next day. And that's all you can handle right now. That's all any human can really handle, is that one day at a time. Because our conversation right now, Beth, is the most important conversation, because it's the only moment we have. We're not promised later. We're not promised tomorrow, right? But we are here in this moment. And that's why I'm very, very grateful that you came on my show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Nina, for having me.
I'm really glad you were here. And I'm glad that you shared all this information. So thank you. And is there anything you want to leave my audience with before we close out?
Yes, I'd say walk by faith, not by sight.
Awesome. Drop the mic. Okay. Drop the mic, because that is 100% true. Beth, thank you so much for being on Straight Talk. I so, so appreciate you. And I know that everyone who is listening is just like sitting at their podcast like, oh man, that was awesome. So I really want people to support what you're doing. So thank you, Beth. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Nina. Appreciate it. Blessings to you.
So good. Thank you. Blessings to you too. And guys, you know what to do. Make sure that you follow this amazing family. So it's the Mitchell Thorpe Foundation. I'm going to make sure to link everything below for you. Buy that book so you can keep supporting other families. How much do you love that? I love that so much. I cannot wait to have her back on when this becomes a movie. I know you guys who are listening are always so beautiful and supportive, and always, you know, talking about how you loved what my what my guests had to say and everything else. So make sure that you follow and support this cause, because it's an amazing reason for someone to pour into somebody else's life and impact them in that way. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. You are the best. Okay, I have the best podcasting community ever. I really do. And I appreciate you guys being on here. Make sure you go on to winject.com/register, winject.com/register, and register for my free community, because I want to be really connected with you, and I want us to brainstorm and be with each other and connect in a deeper way. If you are looking for coaching, please make sure that you also email me at hello@straighttalknosugaredit.com. I work with women, and I help them develop that business that they are envisioning in their hearts so that they can win. Thank you guys so much for being here. Love you, love you, love you. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.